Hello and good day. Today, I'd like to delve into the concepts of leadership and management. Effective leadership involves the ability to command with clarity and empathy. Let's start by reflecting on our early days, particularly our experiences in school. As students, we shared a common way of thinking, yet our teachers often had different approaches. We enjoyed laughter, noise, and playfulness, whereas teachers and school administrators focused on assigning tasks and maintaining order, which didn't always align with our preferences. This dynamic isn't exclusive to childhood. It extends into the workplace as well. In professional settings, managers have their preferred methods of operation, while employees may have different inclinations. Why does this discrepancy exist? Why is it challenging for employees to resonate with their managers? Ideally, alignment between managers and their teams would foster a harmonious work environment where everyone feels valued and motivated. However, conflicts can arise due to differing perspectives and priorities. Managers emphasize discipline and structure, whereas employees may prioritize autonomy and flexibility. As a leader, it's crucial to recognize that you're managing individuals with emotions, aspirations, and varying needs, not robots. To be effective, you must understand these nuances, manage the system adeptly, and cultivate a positive perception among your team members. Ultimately, you want them to feel fulfilled and appreciated for their contributions. Leadership isn't just about giving orders. It's about inspiring trust, fostering growth, and creating a supportive environment where everyone thrives. Now, let's consider the dilemma of whether to remain an employee or become an entrepreneur. Transitioning from a comfortable routine into the workforce often brings challenges and constraints. Some find themselves waking up at 5 a.m., questioning why they're working, while others still sleep peacefully. This disparity in lifestyle prompts introspection about our beliefs and goals. As a leader, you must evaluate all perspectives and communicate effectively. Leadership isn't merely a role. It's a responsibility to ensure your team succeeds. This involves understanding the differences between leadership and management and determining which path suits you best. Are you ready to lead? Or is it someone else better suited for the role? Many navigate between being employees and entrepreneurs, considering how their current roles align with personal fulfillment and long-term goals. Reflecting on your journey involves understanding the complexities of your mind, society, and personal identity. Many struggle to comprehend these facts fully. It's essential to navigate internal conflicts and understand why people behave as they do. Mastery of these insights empowers you to navigate challenges effectively, fostering personal growth and contributing positively to society. When you understand people, you realize that sometimes individuals become emotional and make unconscious decisions, like buying something on a whim. If you don't recognize these situations, your efforts to sell will be ineffective, and your success will be sporadic. Selling should be systematic and structured, ensuring that more than just a small fraction of potential customers make a purchase. For instance, if only 2 out of 100 customers buy from you, what happens with the other 98? Beginners might blame the customers, but often the issue lies in their own perspective and approach. Understanding how a leader commands is crucial. Leaders have a specific criteria for measuring success. They start with mindset and risk-taking, asking themselves if they will succeed and converting that uncertainty into calculated risk. The brain tends to avoid pain and focuses on survival, which can hinder risk-taking. For example, in China, a strong leadership structure means that when a leader commands, people obey, leading to success. This isn't the case everywhere. So first, you need to understand your own beliefs and mindset. Next, consider the topic of salary. It's important not to think only about immediate earnings, but to consider whether your job will help you grow and increase your income over time. Where will you be in a few years? Job safety is also critical. Many people prefer jobs with a fixed income over those with a variable income due to the stability it offers. When we face conflicts with others, it's often due to different mindsets and beliefs. Recognizing this helps us understand how life and the world works, which can be incredibly satisfying. Another important aspect is the work environment, as you spend a significant portion of your day with your colleagues. Flexibility in your job is crucial for maintaining a healthy work-life balance, aligning your personal and professional life rather than keeping them separate. Many people avoid being alone with themselves because they don't like confronting their thoughts and feelings. Why is this? Answering these questions carefully reveals that higher self-awareness make life much easier. Job limitations and responsibilities are another concern. Many avoid tasks with higher responsibilities because they doubt their ability to handle them. This pessimism comes from the mind's natural tendency to avoid pain and seek pleasure. For example, if you decide to go hiking early in the morning, it's challenging. But because you know it brings pleasure, you will do it, and your brain releases dopamine. Some people are unaware of these mental processes. You need to learn how to command your mind and understand how it communicates with you. We often fear being alone because it reminds us of our subconscious fears. Your mind doesn't question why you listen to music for 3 hours or why you spend 2 hours on Instagram, but it questions why you think you can be a successful trader or entrepreneur and whether you know the necessary rules and the skills. We create fears in our minds, and they avoid these constructed fears. For example, someone who finds walking enjoyable will see it as a pleasure, while another person might only enjoy unhealthy foods. Your subconscious helps you understand your engagement with society. Part of this engagement is personal, but a significant part is influenced by your environment. If you move to a new place, your environment changes, even if you don't. Your behavior at home might differ from your behavior at work, demonstrating the powerful influence of your surroundings. Many people feel motivated after listening to a motivational talk, but they lose hope when they are alone because they don't understand their minds. Motivational talks might help for a few hours a week, but what about the rest of the time? Being in an energetic, like-minded group is beneficial. To grow, you need to be with those who have grown. A guided person can guide others. avoid being in groups of failures. A leader must know how to command and learn the style of leadership and success. You need to work in a way that brings you joy. Some people choose diverse locations and team members to form a cohesive and enjoyable team, which is beautiful. If your path is right, nothing can derail you and your mind plays tricks. It magnifies the pain of tasks and always consider the pain first, and it avoids engagement. If you want to lead, you must learn how to overcome your own mind. By understanding these aspects of human behavior and leadership, you can navigate your career more effectively and contribute positively to society. A great leader also knows that they cannot do everything alone. They seek the wisdom of those around them, including mentors and colleagues. Understanding and leveraging the strengths of your team can lead to greater innovation and productivity. It's not about having all the answers, but about facilitating an environment where the best ideas can surface and flourish. Communication is a critical component of this. A leader must be clear, concise, and open to feedback. They should encourage dialogue and create a culture where everyone feels their voice is heard and valued. Moreover, a leader must be adaptable. The world is constantly changing, and so are the challenges that come with it. Being rigid in your approach can lead to missed opportunities and potential failures. An effective leader is flexible and resilient, able to pivot when necessary and inspire their team to do the same. They see change not as a threat, but as an opportunity for growth and improvement. Ethics and integrity are also foundational to effective leadership. Trust is the cornerstone of any relationship, and the leader must be someone their team can trust implicitly. This means being honest, transparent, and consistent in your actions and decisions. It also means being accountable, admitting mistakes, and learning from them. When a leader models these behaviors, it sets a standard for the entire team, fostering a culture of mutual respect and accountability. In conclusion, leadership is a multifaceted and dynamic role that requires a deep understanding of oneself and others. It's about more than just directing tasks. It's about inspiring and empowering people to reach their full potential. It's about creating a vision and guiding your team towards it with clarity, empathy, and integrity. By mastering these aspects of leadership, you can build a successful career, create a positive impact on those around you, and contribute meaningfully to society. Thank you so much, and have a nice day.